Wednesday night, Thursday night. What did I say? Thursday night, kids of Shulchan Aruch, Mem Tes. We're learning about wine and Atova Hametiv. But so now we talked about wine. Siv Gimel, Yayin Shinasara B'mayim. We really can't tell. This halacha is not. It's only practical if you know already how much water is in the wine that they sell in the stores. So in Rabbi Blumenkrantz's book, in America at least, tells you how much water is already in the wine. So you could extract, so you could figure out how much more water you could add, and it still retains the bar priagotha. So when it says here, Mein b'yayin ala echad mishisha chalokim shebamayim, if it's only 1/6, not more. Vaday botel hayayin, so even if it tastes like wine, it's no longer wine. Ve'eno rak kimayim. V'miyesh bo yayin yoser, if derech anshei hamokom limzug, also called kach, l'shtosu b'mokom yayin, if that's acceptable as yayin in that mokom, v'vorech olo bor pri hagofen. V'l'achar b'al hagefen, v'imlo bot l'dayto. So first of all, there's the minimum of a bit more than a sixth. How much percent is a sixth? Anybody know? What? No, what's the percentage of a sixth? 17%? 17%. So it has to be, let's say it has to be 20% is a fifth, right? So then you're safe. If it's 20% wine, you could even, so this is very nogeya, Pesach night. People get dizzy, they can't take the wine, they want to know how much water they could add. So you really have to find out how much water's in there already, but you can't go under this, let's call it 18% wine. You can't go under 18% wine, which is really very little. But what he says, it's a chiddush to me, is that even if you have more than 18%, but it has to be accepted as wine in your locale. Which I guess it usually is. I mean, they sell it in liquor stores, and they, you know, people buy it. I guess let's assume that the Yayin Kal is just adding water. We need an investigative report on that. If it's that they stop the fermentation process, or they just add a lot of water.
So then they add grape juice.
What? They add grape juice. Siv Dalet says, Kishem Shehapas and Kola Olav. Poter komine machol. I'm not sure why he said I'm cover olav. I don't know. If it's hamotzi, so with patas or the brachas, both in the bracha rishona and the bracha achrona, kachayayin im koveya satzvo lishtos yayin. So we'll see in a moment if you, to what degree you need that. Poter Sharmashkin Mibracha Rishona U Mibracha Achrona. You know, you don't have to make, let's say, a Shakol and a Borin of Foshas. Lamaisu, we Paskin, it doesn't take that much. You don't need a Kvias of Yayin in the sense of sitting around in a drinking party. But as long as you drink a Revius, I think we say, then it already patters the other. Certainly Kiddush and Havdalah, which have a chashivas b'fnei atzmom, certainly patas on the mashkin. There's enough kamina, right? If you drink soda during a kiddush, or if you want to drink a cup of coffee after havdalah, so these halachas kick in. Do you make a bracha or not? So, say pashas, you don't. But now comes the qualifications. The dafka. That literally means on the table. Even if it's in the refrigerator, you have the soda in the refrigerator still, but you know you're going to drink soda after you make Kiddush. You're home, you make Kiddush, you eat cake, and then you want some soda. You go to the refrigerator, you take out the soda, you do not make a shahakol, because you know you're going to drink soda. But if they were not on the table, the lohoi sadaita aleihem, and he didn't, like, it didn't occur to him. We're not talking about, like, in general, he always drinks soda. You don't have to consciously have soda in mind. You know, you always drink soda, so that's called, you know, you're going to drink it. But if taka, it's a hischatshus, and he decides to have some soda. Have something in tzorich l'vor and alenalo. You decide you're going to take a cup of coffee. You made kiddush, and then you know you're waiting till you start the meal, and you decide you're going to have a cup of coffee. Oh, you decided. So now it's a suffix if you make a bracha or not. Yeah, then it's not. Then for sure it patters. Al ken yimnes atzmo mehem. It's a suffix bracha, so you should wait to drink those things. Ad la'achashi yivorech bracha achrona layayin. You make a bracha achrona, and then for sure you have to make a new bracha. It's not a bracha shen tzricha, I guess, because you may have to make a bracha. So you're just being misalek the suffix by making the bracha achrona layayin. O shivorech aleizu dvar machol shahakol. Take a piece of chocolate and make a shahakol, the achavin lift or gamba samashkin, so that avoids any problem, because you're making a shahakol and you're pottering the mashkin. Okay, I have to stop, I'm sorry.